The massive cogeneration power plant rising above Lansing's Rio Town neighborhood is nearly complete. The Lansing Board of Water and Light's new 46,000-square-foot facility has been under construction for more than 2 years. The power plant officially comes online July 1st, and it will replace four coal-fired steam units at the nearby Moores Park plant built back in the 1950s. The BWL says the new plant is much more environmentally friendly. Residents and business owners believe it'll also bring some economic gain to their neighborhood. In Current State's Kevin Lavery toured the new plant with the Board of Water and Light's general manager, Peter Lark. Sounds like a fun assignment, Kevin.
It was a ball. We were over there on Thursday, Mark, and it was just agog with activity outside.
I'm sure.
Yes.
It's a big, expensive new facility.
It really is. There's much that is still going on outside the facility in terms of repaving some roads and putting in some new concrete. One of the great things that's really nice about the area is the old Grand Trunk Western Railroad Depot, which you'll hear about here in just a moment. It's about a 110-year-old building that saw a lot of rail traffic over the years and fell into disrepair many years ago. It went through different iterations. It was a restaurant for a while, and then it had been defunct for maybe 40 years, and the Board of Water and Light has completely refurbished that as to be basically a meeting space for the Board of Commissioners there.
Yeah, everybody's driven by that. They know what you're talking about. Cogen means it'll produce both electric and steam power, which is what the BWL has always done. It runs on natural gas, though, and anybody who saw this morning's Lansing State Journal cover story, it was about the T.B. Simon power plant here at Michigan State University and how it burns biomass. This plant could also do that, but that's in the future?
Right. That's something that could be down the road. Right now, as you'll hear from Peter Lark in just a moment, their main concern now is getting the plant up and moving and up off the ground. And I think we're going to be hearing about that in just a moment here, but that's something in the future. That's something that, that could be on the way. But for the moment, they're just trying to get natural gas power to get the plant up and running. So,
okay, and economic development, I understand, is really being touted here by the proponents of this new plant.
It is. Many people are calling this the Rio Town Renaissance. For many years, the neighborhood was not in the best economic shape, and it is truly coming back over the last few years. And there are different restaurants that are slated to open. There are buildings being renovated nearby. The Cadillac Club in that area is being sold, actually, we've recently read about, to a church based in Holt. So there are many, many things that are going on, and here's what my trip sounded like. The Rio Town Cogen plant in South Lansing dwarfs the growing row of storefronts and startups that line Washington Avenue. Its brick and glass facade stands in silent salute to another emblematic giant that once stood on this street, the formidable Rio Motor Car Company, torn down nearly 40 years ago. But there's still a small piece of the past here. I met Peter Lark right outside the plant, a few feet from where the BWL is restoring the old Grand Trunk Western Railroad Depot. This long-abandoned Tudor Revival-era train station was built in 1902.
You know, the depot is on the U.S. and the Michigan Historical Register. And we've tried to bring it back to it, the same charm level it had back in 1912. And as you can see, it's got a brand new roof on it. And that roof was manufactured by the same company in Ohio that made the original roof 100 years ago, to the same plans.
Somebody was very meticulous and had an eye for history and made a mental note to say, let's do this right.
Yeah, there was pressure on me to maybe put up shingles in lieu of those, but it didn't seem like the right thing to do.
As construction continues outside the plant, inside, the roar of heavy machinery says it's open for business. Peter Lark leads me beneath a menagerie of pipes, valves, and air ducts to the combustion turbines, where natural gas will produce both steam and electricity.
They have about 60,000 horsepower, $17 million each, one there and one there. They start spinning, generator provides electricity. The effluent or exhaust goes into these big boilers with little tubes in them with water. Water turns to steam and it goes out the back end.
This plant is fairly close to the Grand River, but it's not on the Grand River. Does it have its own separate cooling system independent from the river?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I should tell you that it is not in the floodplain. It may be close to the water. I can't tell you how close it is, but that the Eckert's station there is in the floodplain. And one, that's another thing we were looking at when we purchased this. We wanted to make sure it was close to the steam lines, close to electric lines, close to natural gas, and also it is out of the floodplain. So that's a good thing for us.
We ascend the staircase to a quiet, encased overlook. In the control room, a half dozen workers scan computer screens.
One of the interesting things here, too, is you have an ability to look out and see what you're controlling. As opposed to some of our other plants, you're pretty much in a locked-up room. You can't really see anything. So this, we think, will make it a little more exciting for the employees working here. They can see what they're where they're operating. From this location here, we can also operate our chiller plant, the new plant we built several years ago back in downtown Lansing. In fact, I believe that's the chiller plant screen right there, and the rest are to control this plant.
We step back outside to avoid any more shouting on the main floor. We're not far from the three towering sentinels that mark the Lansing skyline. Anyone who's ever spent any time in this town knows the Eckert Power Plant smokestacks by their nicknames, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, an homage to Eugene Field's classic poem. Lark says the new plant is already carrying much of the old plant's load.
Right now, we have turned off the four steam units across the street at Eckert. So those are no longer operating. We are operating on the auxiliary boiler alone. If that should fail, we have a backup across the street on the electric turbines. We have a header system that allows us to take some steam from the electric generating units and send it into the city. We don't expect to use that, but that's our backup. We also could run those steam units again, but the plan is between now and July 1, and we're about 2 weeks out, the plan is those four units are done. We've got three small generators over there, three small turbines. We call them 1, 2, and 3. They produce only electricity. We will not shut them down though. We're going to wait this summer because in the summer it gets hot. The summer there's a lot of demand. We would like to have 1, 2, and 3 just sitting there, sort of in backup. But I would say after summer, certainly into the later fall, 1, 2, and 3 will not see much work again.
Where will this plant, Peter, fit into Michigan's renewable portfolio standard? I think the buzz phrase you hear sometimes is 25 by 25, 25% renewable energy by the year 2025. Does this plant meet or exceed that, or will it?
No, it has nothing to do with that in a way. But you know, in the energy business, there are no simple answers. So I'm going to say it has nothing to do with it, but that's not really true because this is running on natural gas. The nice thing about natural gas is we can burn biofuel. Now, to be honest with you, we're looking at it, but we have not, right now we're trying to put the plant up. But as things go on, if we can get a good source for biofuel, because this is going to use a lot of natural gas, if you can find a source, and that's one of the things we've had problems with, even though we can burn some cleaner things in our coal-fired plants, we can't get anybody to tell me, here, I'll give you this at this price and this much, and I guarantee it. Because people around here don't want to run out of electricity. So this plant gives us the capability to do a lot with biofuels, which would help us with the renewable portfolio standard. The other thing though that we're doing here that does contribute, only a little because we don't have enough room, is we are going to have solar on the roof. So we'll have solar panels on the roof. We are going to have a fuel cell here, a hydrogen fuel cell, and we are going to have a green roof. So we are looking for LEED certification, and I believe we will get it. Very few power plants have LEED certification.
The building itself may be green, but what really counts is the air above it. I asked Peter Lark about pollution control. A couple of years ago when the groundbreaking was going on, one of the big selling points was the environmental benefits of a newer, cleaner plant. If you can speak about how things like nitrous oxide, sulfur dioxide, mercury, how that will be reduced with this plant versus how it's been for decades.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, Kevin. You know, because I think that's the piece of this plant that has gotten lost in the translation over the last 3 or so years. What this will do for the city of Lansing, as far as cleaning up the air, is just incredible. We just put something out on how much coal we won't burn. 375,000 tons. Let me repeat that. 375,000 tons of coal burning will not take place after this comes online.
Per year?
Per year. it'll be a 50% reduction in carbon from those units we just talked about, the four steam and the three electric, to this. I mean, 50% reduction in carbon, that's tremendous. SOx and NOx, oxides of nitrogen and sulfur dioxide, are going to be up in the 90s as well. These are tremendous reductions.
The Lansing Board of Water and Light hosts the official grand opening of the Rio Town Cogeneration Power Plant on July 1st, starting at 9 o'clock. For Current State, this is Kevin Lavery.